You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's neighborhood night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is music bingo at 7. Wednesday is half price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Panthers are the top trending topic. The Florida Panthers, to be specific. They won the Stanley Cup last night, beating the Edmonton Oilers in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup playoffs finals.
I'm surprised they allow them to keep the name Oilers. Because, you know, it's so offensive. They get rid of all of these offensive team names because Oilers is very environmentally unfriendly.
It is very environmentally unfriendly.
I can't believe they allow that. And it's a good thing they lost.
Yeah. Wasn't there an Oilers in the NFL?
Yeah, Houston Oilers.
Houston Oilers. That's what it was.
They're now the Tennessee Titans.
Did they change to the Titans because it was...
The Oilers part had nothing to do with it.
They moved to Tennessee from Houston. Yeah. And then Houston got another team called Texans later.
Okay. So they knew. They were like, no more oil talk. Yeah. Let's be done with that.
Weird to say the National Hockey League champions reside in Miami.
Yeah, I think it's hysterical. Yeah, they beat a Canadian team at ice hockey from Florida. I love it. I think it's so funny.
So what if
funny.
All the players are Russian and Canadian? It doesn't matter. It's the team in Miami that is the National Hockey League champion.
I love it. Good. Canada deserves nothing. Yeah. Morgan Wallen was performing the other night, and he was in Minneapolis. And he got a thong thrown in his face. You don't really see that with younger artists now. I feel like that's something reserved for Wayne Newton or Tom Jones. Tom Jones, that's what I'm thinking.
Remember Drake had that big bra that was thrown up at him the other night also.
Yeah.
But panties is expensive.
Yeah.
They don't want to just throw them up there. You know, they're expensive.
He did a nice job, though, because they hit the bill of his cap and kind of fell forward, and he caught it as it came down. Like, what is this? And when he saw it, he was like, oh, and just flipped it back out into the crowd.
I know somebody saw him in concert last week or sometime and said that he was awkward. Like, he looked really awkward on stage, and then he was just, like, when he would end a song, he'd just go, thank you, and then go, like, to the next song. He wasn't. Smooth
really?
On stage.
Really?
Yeah. It could have been just an off night, or the person could be lying completely.
They could be completely lying. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Very possible.
Friends will lie.
Yeah. Today is not only my birthday, it's also National Leon Day. What is National Leon Day? Well, that's Leon is Noel spelled backwards. It's we're halfway to Christmas. We're exactly 6 months away from Christmas. So happy National Leon Day.
And they got that for me.
That's true.
For years, I've been saying we got a sign in the front yard say Noel. We turn it upside down and say Leon. They got that from me.
They did.
And what about Tennessee Volunteers? Yeah. They won the College World Series. Them and their handsome coach won the first time ever the College World Series. And I wanted to root against them.
Yeah,
because their coach is handsome, and I'm not.
But he is a handsome man.
Yeah, but he did something really cool, you know, for a player on another team. And I was like, okay. My wife is a so annoying, calling him her boyfriend. Oh, my boyfriend's team's playing, you know. Whereas if I did that.
Yeah, she'd freak.
If I had a boyfriend on TV, she'd think something was wrong with me.
And so those are just a few things that are now trending.
A relationship may hang in the balance today. Group therapy is a little bit more serious than it's been for a while, because this guy says he's been married 10 years and there is a sexy problem in his marriage, and it may be over. Could depend on what you think. Coming up next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Something special happening tonight from the Ace and TJ show.
It's Riggins
making himself available after hours.
On my birthday.
7 p.m. Eastern. Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that. How did that happen?
I don't know.
You should have said something. It never occurred to me that you're doing this on your birthday tonight.
I know.
So it should be called Riggins After Dark is what we ought to call that, even though it won't be dark yet.
So explain what you're doing tonight on your birthday.
Complaining.
On the Ace and TJ Facebook page.
No, well, we're going to talk about things that are going on behind the scenes of the Ace and TJ show. All the...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be fun. So if you want to be a part of it, you can. I'm gonna have people on, special guests, you members of the radio family, to join. So that's, and you can ask your
7 Eastern tonight, Facebook. You can ask questions.
Yeah.
Okay. And Riggins will fill you in on everything happening behind the scenes.
Yep.
On the Ace and TJ show. 7 Eastern tonight on the Ace and TJ Facebook pages at the Ace TJ show.
It may not be the best therapy, but it's free.
You need many years of therapy.
This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ show.
All right. So we do it every Tuesday at this time. It's group therapy. If you have a problem, an issue, something you need some advice, you can always send us a DM at the Ace TJ show on any of our social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or you can send us an email, acetj@acetj.com. This guy writes, I'm a 36-year-old man and I've been married for over 10 years to my wife, and I'd like to get some outside opinions, honestly. Ever since our 10-year anniversary, things have changed. Life changes, personal changes, and challenges. Our bedroom life is non-existent now. I've made advancements, but every single time she denies, and I respect her decision. However, whenever I say that I'm not in the mood, she immediately says it's not right to withhold personal intimacy, which I agree with, and I rarely decline. We've had several conversations about her efforts while they seem to last a few days, and then weeks go by without any acknowledgement or offer while still turning my request down. Is this the beginning of the end? Am I missing something? I would appreciate some different views from you and your listeners. Also, please keep this anonymous. Thank you. Note to future group therapy people, keep this anonymous at the beginning. We typically do, but just put it there. It's just to be safe. Yeah. So they've been married over 10 years. And it seems like every time he makes an advancement, she declines. But when she makes an advancement, on the rare occasion that he declines, she complains, telling him it's not right to withhold personal intimacy. Is this the beginning of the end? Am I missing something? He would appreciate different views from members of the Ace and TJ radio family.
The only way you have power in the relationship is the walk away power. So you keep that power and keep turning her down just as much as she turns you down. And it'll iron itself out.
Okay. That's one man's opinion. The only way you have power.
Now just have her explain what the difference is. Why is it okay for one and not the other?
It's interesting, though. He says that we seem to have several conversations about her efforts. While they seem to last a few days, then weeks go by without any acknowledgement. So it's like it helps for a few days, then nothing. Mm.
Document it every time that she says no. Well, put it on a calendar idea. So you can throw it in her face later.
Or just show her to help explain your side of things.
What the counselors would say.
At the Ace TJ Show. What are your thoughts for today's group therapy results next?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It's Tuesday, which means group therapy is happening. If you missed it, our group therapy today. 36-year-old guy, been married over 10 years. He says, ever since their 10-year anniversary, things have changed. Life changes, personal changes, challenges. The bedroom life, pretty much non-existent now. He says, he's made advancements, but every single time she denies, and I respect her decision. However, whenever I say that I'm not in the mood, she immediately says that it's not right to withhold personal intimacy, which I agree with, and I rarely decline. But when he does decline, she gets upset about it. He said, they've had several conversations about her efforts, and while they seem to last a few days, weeks go by without any acknowledgement or offer, and she is still turning down his request. Is this the beginning of the end? He would appreciate some insight. And we're all over the place here. Because Allison said, I'm sorry, she's being selfish. I'm sure it's frustrating after you've tried talking to her about it and nothing changes. Just remember, it's her, not you. Something else is going on. Not necessarily something terrible like an affair. Maybe something medical. Maybe she's lost her confidence. And she goes on to talk about that. Then Melanie says, take her on dates. Tell her she's beautiful. Try to lower her stress level by taking things off her plate if she's overwhelmed. If she is stressed or if y'all are fighting, she won't want to give herself to you. It could also be medical, hormones. Talk to her, have a conversation with her. Well, he has had conversations with her, and he says every time it changes for a couple of days, then it goes back to the way it was.
Hmm. Intimacy issues, not easy. Am I right?
Michelle said, no, I'm not sure of y'all's ages, but things change physically for everyone. I'm not saying she's not loving you or attracted to you. I have no idea who you guys are or what your personal lives are. I'm speaking from our own experience. As a woman ages, things don't work like they should. She feels underappreciated. She feels overwhelmed, exhausted, overstimulated. I don't know, whatever the case may be. Try some natural remedies.
Right. And what's she going to try for the bad ways that he feels?
I don't know. There's no answer for that.
Obviously nothing. Because he's told her how he feels and how it makes him feel. And nothing.
So it's not as if she isn't attracted to him, because she still initiates at times.
Yeah.
But, and on the rare occasion that he says, I'm so tired, not now or whatever, she gets upset. Mm-hmm. But when he initiates, every time she declines.
She sounds like a narcissist to me.
It is odd because it's not like she's not interested in him at all, it seems.
Yeah.
What is he saying? I'm too tired. I've never. Well, is that a common thing? Guys do that?
I mean, it could be. Depends on what their lives are like. I'm sure if they've been married over 10 years, they probably have kids. I don't know if they say they have kids. I don't know about that.
But even if, if that is possible, it's always that reaction. And that's what he's dealing with right now. It's okay if she's tired.
Yeah.
Women are supposed to say, I'm tired or I don't feel like it or whatever. But if a man does it, then, he's the worst. He's a nerd. He's an idiot. We get tired, Riggins. we get tired.
Yeah, this is the tough one. I don't know. There is maybe some professional help might be able to help the two of you work it out a little bit.
Yeah. Send an email to my personal account. Y'all, I'll get up with you. It's your professional help.
There you go. There's your answer.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
There is something that is becoming popular via social media that everybody's talking about online because times are hard. You can't afford maybe a great vacation like you've had in the past. And when I saw it this morning, I thought, man, TJ's brother was doing this 30 years ago. It's called the Destination Dupe. A new report says that people are fighting rising costs by researching destination dupes. It's where you want to go to the beach, but you can't afford maybe to go to Destin. So you go to Myrtle Beach instead. Or you want to go to the tropics and you can't afford to go to the Caribbean. So you go to someplace cheap, maybe, I don't know, Mexico instead. You want to go to Nashville, but it's too expensive. So you go to Memphis instead.
Ooh.
Taking your life into your own
hands. Yeah.
And that's the idea, is that 61% of Americans said they would be interested in a dupe vacation. But they do point out that not everybody would broadcast it. People would say, like, you know, we're going to the beach, but not tell everybody what beach they're going to. Who cares? They're going to have a vacation. People aren't judging you based upon your vacation location, I don't think. But it's made me laugh this morning because I remember when I first met TJ years ago, he had at the time just two young sons, not even three.
Yeah, my brother did.
And your brother went on the, was it called the Great Zoo Vacation?
Mm-hmm.
That he told his boys, we're going on vacation. We're going to the Great Zoo Vacation. and they drove about an hour to from Winfield, Louisiana to Alexandria, Louisiana, and they stayed at a motel that had a nice pool, and they went to the zoo.
And I think that's cool.
And they were thrilled.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
All they wanted to do was swim anyway.
So. Yeah.
That's all they wanted to do. And they spent a couple of days swimming in the pool.
These people are more convinced about social media and like the pics they're going to show and less about the family vacation they're about to have.
Yeah, because they had a great time. We were buying salt. And those kids were having the time of their lives because they didn't care. They just wanted to swim in a pool.
Yeah,
and they got to stay in a hotel. They were thrilled.
They don't know the difference between a hotel and a motel.
No.
Well, back in those times, even Alexandria, as a much bigger city than Winfield, only had one hotel, like a hotel. Yeah. And it was downtown. It wasn't anywhere near the zoo. So
they stayed at the nicest motel by the zoo.
Yeah.
So they weren't scrimping on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm blown away though by they talk about how many people would not talk about which beach, or even like saying they were going to the tropics, but not mentioning that they're going to Venezuela instead of the Caribbean or whatever. I don't know. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I wouldn't be telling people I was going to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Well, I would. I would tell everybody in case I didn't make it back. They'd come looking for them.
That's the example that they used.
Yeah.
So they're mentioning that it's actually Venezuela.
Heads are overrated, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Riggins and Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So this is kind of a crazy day. Julian Assange is the top trending topic at the moment. Probably a name you haven't really thought about in the last couple of years, but he was the guy that started WikiLeaks, and he's been in a British prison for the last 5 years. Before that, he was on like house arrest in different places, and but he's on his way to a remote Pacific island to enter a plea deal with the United States to help him avoid prison time. So I know a lot of presidents, at least the last three presidents, have all said like, we're gonna put him in prison. But it looks like he's on his way out. He's not gonna spend any more time after this years-long legal battle.
I forgot that he was in jail.
Yeah, he's been in jail.
For years, he lived at some embassy in London, right? And he would come out to he lived on the second floor, and he would come out on this little round balcony and to answer questions from reporters, but he couldn't set foot outside the door of that embassy, or he could be arrested.
Yeah, I mean, he's like 10 feet above the ground, knowing that if he walked out those doors, he'd be extradited.
Like eight years or something he lived there.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right up there with Luca.
I live on the second floor.
My name is Luca.
So, yeah, that's kind of a crazy situation happening right now, and he is the top trending topic. A lot of people sharing these pictures of Jennifer Lopez on her way from Italy to Paris, and she did not fly on her private plane. She flew commercial. Oh. And I guess people are shocked that J-Lo, Jenny from the Block, Jennifer Lopez, wife of Ben Affleck, would fly commercial like the rest of us, you know, peons.
Is she in did they say she's in coach?
It kind of does look like a coach seat.
I think that's why they were saying it looked like she was in coach.
She's got a bodyguard next to her. She's flying. She's in the window seat, so the bodyguard can sort of intercept anybody that tries to come up and, hey, Jennifer.
Psst. Yeah, I'm wondering if that was done as a photo op for some sort of a publicity thing.
Maybe.
Makes you wonder.
Maybe. Yeah. She's catching a lot of heat right now. People are not on Jennifer's team for some reason. But, yeah, maybe it's just a good look for her to be flying commercial like the rest of us. Who knows?
See, I don't think so. I think it looks pathetic.
Do you?
Yeah, because I don't believe it's real.
You can see right through it.
I think so, yeah.
PR stunt. Maybe.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the upcoming tour didn't, or the not upcoming tour, the tour didn't go well. I think they've canceled most of those dates.
Yeah.
And the album has done terribly, and her movie did terribly. And so it's kind of a, I'm a normal person like everybody else.
She's going through a divorce. I mean, when it rains, it pours. Yeah,
when is she not going through a divorce, though? I mean,
well, fair enough. And then Ben
breakup of some sort.
Ben Affleck was yelling at the paparazzi the other night, slammed his brakes, got out of the car and said, when you're flashing that light in my face, it causes problems. It's dangerous. And my daughter's coming down. I mean, he was just going nuclear, but I understand it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, he's not wrong. The flash bulbs, I can see where you can't see when you're driving at night like that, when they're right in front of your car, just
Yeah. Well, maybe that's his fault or his publicist's fault for alerting too many of them that he was going to be leaving the house.
Could be.
Keep it low.
And then the Panthers, Florida Panthers, have won the Stanley Cup. So they are the NHL champions. So those are just a few things that are now trending.
You know, I'm really trying to do better, y'all. I'm trying to improve my disposition. But people continue to try my patience, and I continue to get tested everywhere I go. I have an example of that to share with you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hey, my name's TJ of the Ace and TJ Show, and my personality is to point out little annoyances in life and make jokes about it, or little observations, and you know, be sarcastic about it and that sort of thing. Well, I realize that a lot of times I'm getting pegged as just, and it wasn't as bad when I was young, but now that I'm old, I get pegged as a grouchy old man all the time. And I'm not looking to just gripe in an angry way when these little things annoy me. It's more like I'm pointing out this observation and I want somebody else to go, oh yeah, I see that. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm in need of is that. So I realized that people aren't going to do that, and they're thinking that I'm just a grouchy person. So when I have these little annoyances pop up and these little observations, I have tried to start keeping them to myself. But then things just happen. Like the other night, we were at the Kannapolis Cannonballers game with the minor league team, the Kannapolis Cannonballers from Kannapolis, North Carolina. They're a White Sox single A team. And it is my son, my wife, my little friend Jenny, and their handsome husband, Michael. And we're sitting front row behind home plate. And then there is a gap where the stairs are to go up. And then there is an older couple sitting right there, first row beside us.
Okay.
And they look to be about 70-ish, maybe. Well, I'm sitting on the end. The man is sitting on his end. So he's closer to me than anybody else. And after every pitch the Cannonballers throw for a strike, this is what I hear.
Woo! Strike two. Woo!
He doesn't cheer. He doesn't say atta boy. He doesn't say good pitch. He doesn't say good hit. He doesn't say let's get him, rah, rah, rah. That is the extent of his participation in the game. And it's every single strike that the Cannonballers pitchers throw. From the first pitch to the top of the ninth at the end when they won the game.
Every strike.
Every strike. Oh, and I'm sitting there, and at first I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say anything about this. I'm not going to say anything. But can you imagine that being the whole night?
Every strike.
Every single one.
Woo!
And it, you know, I don't like loud noises anyway, like sudden bursts of sound.
Oh, that's
especially
annoying.
At a high pitch. I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm trying not to say anything. And I'm going, does anybody else, is my son going to hear this first and break the ice and shatter the glass ceiling of annoyances here? Is he going to say something?
Yeah.
Woo!
Did anyone say anything?
I finally had to say something. Y'all hearing this? Please tell me you're hearing this.
That's crazy.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
There are a lot of things that I do that annoy my wife. You know, little husband-wife type annoyances. Like she always says, I leave the lights on in the rooms when I leave instead of turning the lights off. Like even if I'm getting ready in the mornings and I accidentally leave the pantry light on whenever I leave. She makes sure to let me know via text as soon as she gets up and finds it, or later that day. Can you please stop leaving that pantry light on when you leave? So I get it. They're a little annoying. There are little annoyances in marriages and stuff. I don't have anything about her that annoys me like that. Right. But, I mean, that's just who I am, right, as a husband and lover.
Sure.
But this lady had no problems in her marriage other than this one annoyance that her husband did, and she ended up divorcing him for it. Is that he would always tighten the jars too tight on everything in the house.
It's funny.
And she got tired of always having to ask him to open everything she needed. And when he wasn't home, she was just stuck. If she wanted some pickles and he wasn't home, she couldn't have pickles because she couldn't get the jar open. So she started buying extra. So the new jars were easier to open than the ones that he had tightened. So in other types of situations, so he put the lid on too tightly. In one instance, she had the neighbor come over, had to have the neighbor come over and open stuff for her because he had tightened it too much. But there was the thing that that really set her over the top was he wasn't doing it just out of habit. He was doing it on purpose just to aggravate her.
Psycho.
Yeah, which is psychotic.
One time she discovered that even the jars he would never have opened were overly tightened. So he would go through, he hadn't opened any of the jar, and he would tighten them down just to aggravate her. So she said, that's it. We're done. She said there were absolutely no other problems in the marriage, but that was it. I couldn't take it anymore.
So she comes home from the grocery store, puts stuff in the pantry. He then goes in and would tighten down everything to make it even more tight.
Yeah. And so he had a great defense for that, though, when she, you know, told him that that she had had enough and she was tired of him doing that. He said, "What? It's a joke. What?" He didn't really say that, but that sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I disagree with her. That's not the only problem in the relationship. I mean, that implies there's something way deeper going on. Like,
so you're saying,
I hate her so much, I'm just going to go through. I mean, that is a bizarre level of petty.
It really is a bizarre level of petty.
So you're saying, Riggins, that she deserved it?
No, I'm not.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Make sure you you have our app, the Ace and TJ family app. All kinds of stuff on there. Everything Ace and TJ you could ever want and more. So the Ace and TJ family app, and then you can win prizes and all kinds of stuff when you're active on that. So there's a new trend going on with the young peoples, the young adults, and I'm not going to tell you what they call it because both names that they have for this activity are the names of sexual acts, and it's mostly men who are doing this, thus the names that they have given this activity. So I'm not going to say what it's called, but what it comes down to is people intentionally avoiding all entertainment for an entire flight, or if you're Southern, an entire plane ride. So they don't have their computers. They don't have any devices. They don't read anything. They just stare at the map at the in the seat in front of them, and they do it, you know, for the whole trip. Now, here's a little bit of an issue with it. While they're just staring at this map the whole time and all of this with no entertainment, remember, it's just to get rid of all entertainment. And people are saying, well, this is good. Get out of the devices. Get your heads out of the devices. How do we know that they're doing this? Is because they are sitting there videoing themselves not doing anything for entertainment and then editing the videos and then posting the videos. So that's their entertainment, is making the videos of themselves not doing anything.
I have seen time lapse of somebody just sitting there. One of the first ones that I ever saw, I was like, what is this? And it's somebody just, they're staring straight ahead. Staring straight ahead.
Right.
I was like, what? This is dumb.
But they're also performing and entertaining themselves by making videos. So something is amiss.
A mystery is afoot.
The whole thing is stupid. Idiotic.
It's just like, what? Okay, I get it. Why don't you just sit there and find something else to do if you want to get out of your device? But why do you have to get your device and tell everybody else that you're doing it?
Sort of how tough you are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just do something. Yeah. You don't have to tell everything you do. Just do it. Because some things aren't worth bragging about, you know? Some things are just dumb and they make no sense. Or they out you for saying you're doing something that you're not really doing. Because the proof of what you're doing shows that you're not really doing it.
Yeah.
And you're an idiot. A blithering moron on a long flight. And it's guys doing this.
It's a lot of guys, yeah. And old guys. People.
Old people?
Yeah, like my dad just, you know, they use a nasty phrase to describe that. Yeah. But my dad just did that on a flight for 8 hours.
But did he video himself doing it?
No. They video the him and then post it. You're not going to believe what my dad did. He's like, leave me alone. Just trying to sit here.
You know who invented that? The character Putty on Seinfeld.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
She said, aren't you going to read something? No, I'm fine. And it annoyed her because he
it is
just
bizarre.
Stared in space.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hmm. Riggins is now trending, the hottest trending topic.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Somebody vandalized Roger Moore's grave, which is, I mean, I don't like Roger Moore as James Bond. I thought his movies were the worst James Bond movies. But to have such a hatred for Roger Moore after, how long has it been? 60 years since those movies were out?
It hasn't been James Bond since like the 80s.
Yeah, right. A long time. Oh, I would have said the 70s. I didn't even think
it was in the 80s.
Was it the 80s? Yeah, they were always the corny ones, like goofy. He was like a silly kind of James Bond character. And I love the James Bond movies. I thought he was the worst one. But to still be harboring resentment that you want to go vandalize his grave.
Yeah.
It's another level.
That had to be somebody who knows him.
Yeah. Like, I got a grudge.
That's a personal acquaintance.
I hate him.
He did 7 movies between 1973 and 1985 was his last James Bond movie. He last played James Bond in 1985.
I mean, I don't know.
Did somebody just now see him on some type of classic movie channel and go, you know what, I hate this guy. I'm going to go vandalize his grave.
This was awful.
I think that's probably some woman that he did wrong.
Maybe.
But he died in 2017. You're just now getting around to vandalizing his grave?
Yeah. She's been busy.
Do you guys hate anybody enough to go vandalize their grave?
No, I would never. I think it's disgusting.
It is.
It's terrible.
But it seems to happen more and more, especially with celebrities. Like Pop Smoke can't get a minute to himself. I mean, they're vandalizing that grave like every 2 weeks, every 7 business days.
You mean Papa Smoke?
Papa Smoke.
I like that Papa Smoke.
Are they vandalizing it as in going to tear it down or trying to get a souvenir? Because to me, they're two different things. It's still vandalism, but one is heartfelt and one is just you're a dirtbag.
He was interred in like a wall, I think. Yeah. And they pulled his whole casket out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Okay. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. Just vandalizing a grave as an adult, it's mind-blowing to me. I don't know.
No. Because you're not hurting the person.
Yeah. You're not hurting them. It's just sort of, I hate this person so much. Even though they're dead, I'm still going to go find them and get one last shot. It's so weird.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And speaking of deaths, 15 years since Michael Jackson died. Today is the 15th anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson, which overshadowed the death of Farrah Fawcett, was it?
Yep. A couple hours earlier.
Yeah. No one even, you know, thinks about Farrah Fawcett because Michael Jackson took the news of the day.
What a jerk.
Yeah,
he's so selfish.
Sounds like Rob's got a grave vandalism to get to. More coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I know this makes me immature, but some of my favorite internet content is those pictures and videos where somebody's like let's say it's a guy trying to show off his weight loss, and he takes a picture down at the scale, and he forgets that there's glass on the scale, and the picture that he posts shows him like butt naked and then it's always like his kid that's like, Dad, yeah. What did you do?
That's a good, those are funny.
Or the woman posting a picture of whatever she's watching, and there's like in the reflection of the TV, you see like the fat husband standing there like butt naked. I don't know. It's so stupid, but I think it's hysterical. And I feel bad for those people.
Wasn't there one where a lady took a picture in the mirror and you could see the toilet had just been used?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was one
classic.
The one where the during COVID, the kid was on Zoom and the mom was walking around and he was in the bed. She didn't know that he brought the computer into the bedroom. Oh, yeah. And she came out of the bathroom and she was didn't know he was in the bedroom. She was naked and walked up, and the entire class got a shot of his mom over his shoulder, topless. She freaked out and was screaming, like, what are you doing?
That's a crazy one.
Why would he be in his mama's room?
And that's what she said. Like, why are you in here? You were downstairs a minute ago. What's going on?
What are you doing? And those poor kids getting exposed to that. But, you know, Sydney Sweeney, one of the hottest actresses right now, got caught. She was showing the TV show she was watching. It was Law & Order Organized Crime. I don't know that one. It's one of the Law & Order shows. But people were, some eagle eyes that spotted this, noticed she wasn't streaming it on Peacock or NBC or anything like that. She was using a pirating service. They found out with the controls at the bottom, they recognized it as a major pirating service. So she was pirating Law & Order. I mean, it's so ridiculous. But those little things you don't think about before you post it can sometimes get you in trouble. But always check your pictures before you post them on the internet. That's the lesson. It's an unwritten rule, so to speak. So what are some unwritten rules that we don't talk about a lot, but everybody pretty much knows them? What are they? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Join me at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live at the Ace TJ Show on Facebook. It's another Ace and TJ experience. I'm going to talk about some of the things going on behind the scenes of the Ace and TJ Show. And I want you to be a part of it. So all you got to do is request to be part of my live, and then the floor is yours. A little dangerous, a little, could be scandalous. Who knows? You could be just going off the rails and start saying things you shouldn't be saying on the internet. Anything can happen. 7 o'clock tonight on Facebook. Very exciting. What's an unwritten rule that a lot of people know but don't really talk about?
I'll give you one real quick, Canada, because I just thought of this. You never say before a ball game is over, we got this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Never declare victory before mm-hmm. the game is over.
Yeah, that's
I
a good one.
I distinctly remember being at TJ's house watching an LSU game one night, and somebody who wasn't an LSU fan said, well, this is over. They got it. And everybody yelling at him, shut up.
Yeah.
And they nearly blew it. We were screaming it the whole time. This is your fault.
Do people take that a little over the top sometimes?
Well, we were a little emotional at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Deirdre said, don't microwave anything smelly in the office. That's a good one. No one wants to smell fish and things like that in the office in the middle of the day. It's a really good one. Luke said, unwritten rule, you always hold the door for people and always smile at anyone that makes eye contact with you in passing.
Good one.
That's
good
tough
one.
To do, but I get it. That's really good. Lemonade, I can't believe that's her real name. Her name is Lemonade. She said, don't stare at people. That's good. Lemonade.
I can stare if I want to.
If you tell me your name's Lemonade, I'm going to stare at you for a minute just to see what's doing.
Did anybody say don't ask a woman when her baby's due? Unless you know for sure that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And you still see that happen. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, a woman asked me like when I was due. That is a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful. Double flush if you must, says Amy. Heather said, if you're getting passed on the right, move over. That's a really good one. Mm. Some people still don't understand that rule.
But that is written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is a law.
Yes, that is correct. It is.
Especially in South Carolina.
Don't rob banks. It's an unwritten rule.
You better not murder nobody.
Jen's got a good one. Don't say, we're making good time on a road trip.
Ooh, you will jinx
something bad is about to happen. You've jinxed it.
Somebody else kind of has one like that. Don't tell a first responder, oh, it's a slow day. That one comes up a lot because that means they're just going to get like thousands of calls mm-hmm. that day.
Yeah.
So those are good. At the Ace TJ Show, if you've got a great one. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity, Peyton's Promise, are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So I mentioned earlier, it is my birthday today, and I'll be working on my birthday. Not a big deal. It's fine. It's okay. I'm fine with it. I've let it go. I'm not going to hang on to it. All day. It's like, you know, what is it going to take for like a little bit of just like, hey, maybe we'll
go to bed a little bit later on your birthday.
Maybe we'll give them a day, you know, just to breathe. But no, joke's on you. But it's also Ace's wife's birthday. There's a lot of overlapping birthdays. So TJ's daughter, Ace's son share a birthday.
Yep.
Ace's wife and I share a birthday, along with our web guy, I know, Frank.
Yeah, it's Frank's birthday.
It's also his birthday, or it's very incestuous. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Incestuous?
Yeah. Although I have heard country people say incestual.
Yeah, right. It's very incestual here. Yeah.
But this morning, I'll give you guys this. You guys are very quick to do any kind of tribute posts, anniversaries, birthdays. You guys, first thing in the morning, get it up on the internet. And I like that about you guys. Oh. Shows you're human. But Ace's birthday post I thought was interesting. This is Ace's birthday post tribute to his wife on her birthday. How old is she now?
32.
I know. I think Rob got
one. Yeah, getting up there, huh, Rob?
Well, he said, happy birthday to my wife, Amanda. Becoming a mother this past year has opened up a new side of her, and it's beautiful to see. She's beautiful, kind, sexy, caring, fit, and a wonderful mother to Dax. So beautiful, kind, sexy, caring, fit. Those are five adjectives. Three are about the way she looks. Two are about her personality.
Well, actually, maybe you could say fit is overall health.
Okay.
And because she's a personal trainer, she likes for you to point out that she's fit because it's good for her brand and everything.
I think that those are glowing adjectives.
Yeah, I think so too.
Sexy doesn't cover that.
Well, not necessarily. Sexy can be many different things.
Oh. Sexy. Not for me. You got to be fit to be sexy. I'm sorry. Maybe that's a shortcoming of mine. I'm just kidding.
See, I just thought that was interesting. Three out of five about the way she looks. Nothing wrong with that. She's a beautiful woman.
Fit and sexy were beautiful, I guess. Yeah, but beautiful is more than just her looks.
Yeah.
Girl, you're pretty, you're beautiful, you're sexy.
It all depends on how you choose to
run.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.